WABC, New York.
And you'll never mind a rainy day, a sky of gray way up above. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast present the mayor of Texaco town, Eddie Cantor.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. You too, Jimmy.
Oh, say, Eddie, with your red suit and white beard, you look just like...
Eddie Canticlaus.
Yeah. Say, you know, you must be warm in that outfit.
I'm suffocating. You know, Christmas in California, isn't it beautiful?
Oh, it's lovely.
Do you know Santa Claus was standing in front of Bullock's department store this morning and they had to carry him into the basement?
Why?
He got sunstruck standing outside. James, I did my last-minute shopping today in the toy department. I was just like a kid.
You were, huh?
Right away, I grabbed the scooter. It didn't work. I grabbed the bicycle. It wouldn't work. Then I grabbed Ida's father.
Ida's father?
Yeah, he doesn't work either.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I'll bet your wife must be busy around the holidays.
Busy? This morning, I saw Ida hitting a Christmas package with a sledgehammer. Then she threw it down the stairs, ran after it, and started jumping on it. I said, what's the idea? And she said, I'm sending this package by parcel post, and I want to see if it's strong enough.
You know, with the friends you've got, your wife must have plenty to do.
Honestly, James, with only 3 days left, Ida's wrapping up everything she can get her hands on. It's dangerous to stay around the house. Yesterday, she wrapped me up, put stamps on my back, and threw me in the mailbox 4 times.
Oh, yes, Eddie, but with your big family, you must love Christmas.
Yes, sir, I get a great kick out of it. Jimmy, I want to tell you something. My 5 girls saved up their money all year, chipped in and bought me a present.
All year? Oh, that's wonderful. Have you seen it yet?
Have I? Look at this tie. Do you like it? All year, they chipped in.
You know, it's a nice tie, but who gave you that pearl stick pin?
What pearl stick?
Right there.
I should never eat tapioca. One thing I don't like is putting things away after Christmas. Everybody has the same trouble. Isn't it so, Jimmy?
I guess so.
First, they put away the Christmas tree decorations.
That's right.
Then they put the presents away.
That's right.
Then the old man sees the bills and they put him away.
Say, you're not the only one who's dressed as Santa Claus. Look at Pinky Tomlin.
Pinky Tomlin? What? Hello, Pinky. You're Santa Claus, too. What have you got in the bag for Fifi?
Well, she kind of hinted she wanted something to keep her warm.
And what have you got for her?
Here it is, a cord of wood.
A fine thing, a cord of wood. Pinky, if you want to keep her warm, give her something to wear.
Oh, shucks, I'm too bashful to be giving her flannel underwear.
Why, you silly goose. Fifi is looking for a sable or a mink coat.
Sable or mink?
Yeah.
Say, that would run up as high as $25 or $50, wouldn't it?
She's $25. Didn't you ever buy your girl any furs?
Well, I got Fifi a fur neck piece on her birthday.
Well, what kind of fur was it?
Well, I don't know exactly, but one time it jumped right off of Fifi's neck and started chasing him out.
Fellas, don't laugh. Don't laugh. Hold yourself in. But look at Renard dressed up as Kris Kringle, will you? Oh. Renard, with that red suit on, you're the biggest looking thing I ever saw.
It's embarrassing. Why, just now a man stepped out of a cocktail bar, took a look at me and said to himself, when I was a kid, I used to pass by the Little Red Schoolhouse, and now the Little Red Schoolhouse is passing by me.
Say, Jack, Pinky and Eddie have beards. Where's yours?
If I wore a beard, it would tickle me. And if it would tickle me, I would laugh.
Yeah.
And if I would laugh, I would shake and quiver all over like jello.
Yeah.
And that would advertise a strange product.
Mm.
So it's better to advertise what we're selling. What are we selling?
What are we selling? So I will tell you, we are selling good service, good fire chief gasoline, and good cheer.
Oh, you make me wax poetical. Shall I wax?
Yes.
Wax.
Go ahead, wax.
There are 365 days in the year, but Christmas is the one day that brings you good cheer. So buy all your presents and give them away. And if you're broke afterwards, so who told you to do it?
Oh, hush, will you? Who told you? Say, look, look, it's a novelty to see someone who's not playing Santa Claus. Here's our little friend star, Fifi. Come in, Fifi. Come in. Hello. telephone.
Hello, everybody. Say, which one of you is the real Santa Claus? I want to hug and kiss him.
Well, I'm Santa Claus.
Now, wait a minute. What about me? I'm Santa Claus, too.
I'm a lot of Santa Claus.
I'm sure.
Well, make up your mind, boys, because here is a list of the things I want for Christmas.
Oh. Renard, here you are. Now you've got a list.
Yeah, but you've got a gift shop.
Yeah. Pinky, tell me, what have you got?
I gotta go.
You stingy boys. I wish I could be the wife of Santa Claus.
Wait a minute. Santa Claus has no wife.
Have you never heard of Merry Christmas?
Yep. Oh! Beepy, that's the oldest joke in radio.
Then I tell it on the right program, no?
Yep. Now, is that nice? And I spent all day getting you something for Christmas.
I have something to give you, too.
A present?
Uh-huh, yes. Something for your lips.
Something for my lips. Hey, get out of the way, boys. Let's have it. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, Phoebe, what did you put on his lips?
A sticker.
Yeah, look what it says on it. It says, do not open until Christmas.
All right, Christmas is too close for me to get sore. Look, here comes another Santa Claus.
Hey, who's he?
I can't tell. He's wearing a beard. Yes, sir? What can we do for you?
I'm the real Santa Claus here.
Oh, now, look, I don't want to dispute with you, but I'm playing Santa Claus this Wednesday.
Hey, I've been playing Santa Claus here every Wednesday.
You?
Yes, I'm the sponsor of this program.
Daddy,
Fifi, I don't care whether I get anything for Christmas or not, just as long as I got you. Because, you see, ain't got nothing, don't need lots. I'm as plain as can be. Don't need motors or costly yachts. No fancy trimmings for me. Never gonna have a million. Never gonna retire. Oh, don't laugh at me, honey, when I tell you my greatest desire. I wanna be in Winchell's column. Honestly, baby, I do. So he can say that I'm that way about swelling at you.
To be in Winchell's column, and if we ever could stray, he could send a lot of scallions to Monsieur Cupid for taking you away.
And if I phone you, I'm too busy and can't be home till late. He'll speak of that blonde I was out with.
You can go where you want to go, do what you want to do. Je ne crois pas pourquoi vous êtes un si méchant garçon. Vous me dites que vous n'aimez pas. Je n'ai pas ça du tout.
That's right, Miss Fifi. Fire Chief is the best guest. We both want to be in Winchell's column.
My, what a thrill it will be.
With dots and dashes from coast to coast, he'll tell the world I love you most.
He'll be back in a flash with a flash to say,
to say that you were meant for me.
There's no more inspiring sight in the world than the cadets of West Point on parade. They march and wheel in perfect line, in thrilling rhythm. Inspection at West Point is the strictest in the world. The commanding officer passes between the lines until he has practically circled and looked over every man in the company to be sure uniforms and equipment are in proper condition. West Point has a system for inspection. So have Texaco dealers a system of inspection for your car. It's called Circle Service. Texaco Circle Service keeps your car in proper condition for safer, more economical driving. Remember, Texaco Circle Service goes with Fire Chief, the quicker starting gasoline, the gasoline that starts your car in less than 10 turns of the engine. So for Fire Chief gasoline and Circle Service, next time try a Texaco dealer.
Eddie, you've been so busy with your Christmas shopping, you forgot all about your Palm Springs property.
You're wrong, James. In one short week, we have a sanitarium, there's a doctor, and Fifi is the nurse. You like that?
Well, then let's get the gang and go down there.
Okay, but keep Jack Renard away from that spring water which made him so tough. You remember last week?
Oh, yes. Say, before he drank that Aqua Courageous water, he was afraid of his own shadow.
See, if you had a shadow like Renard, you'd be afraid, too.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Palm Springs. The quickest way to travel is by radio. Here we go.
And here we are.
I thought we'd never get here. And now the sanitarium. Oh, look.
Hello there. Ain't you Eddie Cantor?
Yes, and I suppose you're a patient here. Tell me, how do you feel, mister?
I feel like a man of 50.
That's wonderful. You don't look a day over 40.
What's wonderful about it? I'm only 27.
Go on and take a nap. Oh, here's Fifi. Fifi. Fifi, tell me, how is everything here?
Oh, I'm so glad you are here. The patient in room 206, he refuses to take his medicine.
Well, I'll fix that. Just give me the phone. Give me the phone. Hello? Hello, give me 206. Hello? Hello? Hello, 206?
Snappy.
Say, this is Eddie Cantor. You must take your medicine.
No, I won't take it. It's bitter. It's awful. I'd rather die.
You're nervous, mister. I'll come up and sing for you.
No, no, just send the medicine.
Say, Eddie, look, I just got this wire from my wife.
Oh, from Betty Jane, huh?
Yeah, she's on her way here to Palm Springs by auto.
Yeah?
She's been working very hard, you know, and I figure she needs some relaxation. A nice rest.
Well, is she driving your car?
Oh, no. No, I've got the car. She's hitchhiking.
Oh, that's very nice. Jimmy, if you were a gentleman, you'd let her take your car.
Oh, no, listen, my tires are so bad they can't hold any weight
at all. Your tires, huh?
Yeah, driving down here, a sparrow jumped on the car, and I had 4 blowouts.
Well, Jimmy, while you're waiting for your wife to get here, why don't you take a swim in the pool? Go ahead.
That's a good idea. I think I will, Eddie. That'll give me a chance to try out this new rubber bathing suit I've got on.
You got a rubber bathing suit?
Yes, sir. It feels great. And just look how it stretches when I bend over.
Yeah. Don't look now, Jimmy, but you just had another blowout.
Eddie, you'll have a blowout when you find out who's in your sanatorium.
Why, who?
Well, listen.
Out of my way. Out of my way. The mad Russian. Man.
How do you do?
Yes? What are you doing here in my sanatorium?
I'm the doctor. What can I do to you?
Yep. Listen, don't worry about me. Tell me, what are you doing for my patients?
Every day, I make the patients walk 50 miles over mountain road.
Yeah, that's good for the patient?
No, it's good for my brother. He owns that store next door.
Yeah, I see. Listen, Russian, you're not a doctor. You're a flappy-eared mountain goat.
You mean it?
Yes, I mean it.
My, oh, my. In Russia, I took up medicine.
You took up medicine?
Yes, I was an elevator boy in the hospital.
I see, you took up medicine. You took up medicine.
Listen, Weasel Puss, I've got a diploma here. It says I'm, in Latin, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, I still don't believe you're a doctor.
Can you read Latin?
No.
Then I'm a doctor.
Yeah, that's what you think, yeah.
In Russia, everybody's Latin.
Speaking Latin?
No, everybody is Latin, their beards grow.
You know, you're a disgrace to every decent Russian.
What are you talking? I studied in the University of Minsk.
Yeah?
And what do you think brought me to this country?
Well, what brought you here?
You want to know?
Yes, I want to know.
Shall I tell?
Yes, tell. Yes. Tell me what brought you to this country. A scholarship?
No, a cattle ship.
Yep, get away. Please, will you please get out of my sanitarium? I don't like you.
Doctor, come quick. The patient in 309. His lips are blue. His tongue, she is blue.
Did you give him the brown bottle from the shelf?
No, the blue bottle from the desk.
You gave him the ink.
Yep, wait. Oh,
what will I do? What will I give him now?
Give him a blotter.
Give him a... No, get them a doctor.
Yeah, but you're a doctor.
That's what you think.
Yep. Say, that ink is liable to poison him.
It's nothing.
It is ink.
And I say it's nothing. It's nothing to worry about.
I'd certainly hate to have you operating on me.
The surgeon does that.
Yeah.
I'm just the model in the operating room.
Let me understand it. You say you're a model in the operating room?
Yes, you see, they bring in a patient, give him ether.
Yeah?
The surgeon looks at the patient, then he looks at me.
Yeah.
And when the patient starts looking like me...
Yes?
Then they know he's unconscious.
Enough to frighten women and children to death?
What are you talking? Women love me in my face.
Yes?
I'm built like a movie star.
Yeah?
I got tears like Gable.
Yes? What else?
Tears like Gable, that's all.
With you as a doctor, it's a wonder anybody ever recovers around here.
Oh, the patients recover quick like anything.
They do?
We feed them borscht with potatoes.
Oh, borscht! That's that Russian dish with potatoes, yes?
Oui, oui. And right after an operation, we give everybody a big Eddie Cantor cocktail.
Eddie Cantor cocktail?
Oui. Two large eyeballs.
Yeah. Very funny. Miss Fifi, see if you can find the patient in room 203.
What is wrong with him?
Yesterday, I gave him a blood transfusion from a bulldog.
Yeah? From a bulldog?
Yes.
Where is the patient now?
I don't know, but he's been out all night chasing cats.
What goes on here? Wait. Is this him coming in?
No.
Is this the man coming in now?
No, we gave this man a transfusion today.
Oh, doctor. Oh, I'm ruined. What's the matter, mister?
This butcher who calls himself a doctor gave me a blood transfusion with borscht.
Borscht?
That's okie dokie. Borscht will make you strong and healthy.
Yeah, but look, see, there's lumps all over me.
You crazy Russian, you forgot to take the potatoes out of the borscht.
You may have 5, 10 or more gallons of gasoline in the tank, but for quick starts to save gasoline and battery, you must depend on the small quantity of gasoline in the carburetor. With Texaco Fire Chief, you have emergency power, extra power, constantly on tap in your carburetor. Fire Chief gives you quicker starts, even on the coldest days, because when you step on the starter, Fire Chief vaporizes instantly, takes the spark, delivers full power in 1/100th of a second. No wonder every year more thousands of motorists are using Texaco Fire Chief gasoline exclusively. They proved its superiority in winter and use it all year round. It costs no more to have quicker Fire Chief starts and pickups. They're yours at regular gasoline prices. So next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's truly a little surprise for you. You know how many mothers bring their children to me and say, oh, here's another Deanna Durbin, here's another Bobby Breen, here's another Shirley Temple. Well, yesterday, I give you my word of honor, this is true, yesterday for the first time I heard these three children, the Galley sisters, Dolly, 8 years old, Norma, 11 years old, and Eleanor, 13 years old. I wish we could give more time on this program tonight, but you're really going to hear some grand singing. Come out, Dolly, 8-year-old Dolly, Norma, Eleanor. All right, Jack.
Dolly was a prodigy, since she was a kid of three. She could play a rhapsody as good as they come. But as strange as it may be, Dolly hated melody. She had a yearn for timpani. She longed to play a drum. When her mother made her practice on the fiddle every day, she stopped right in the middle and said, Mama, I wanna meet you. Just wanna go dad, 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 daddy, I would. Mama, I wanna give her love. I wanna boomba. I won't go see bum, see bum, see bum, see bum, bum, see that, that, whoa. I've got no desire to carry a thread of it, but there's no limit of primitive time. In my time, mama, I wanna make rhythm. Do wanna make me just wanna go see bum, see bum, bum, see bum, bum, see bum, bum, see that, that, whoa. We stop right in the middle and say,
one get hot shaboo, one make boomba. Just find on la 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 la. Sweet, but no desire to carry a thread of every air. But there's no limit of him that is Tom Tom in our time.
Run for your life. Renard's on the loose and he's looking for you.
What, again?
Well, yes, he drank some more of that Aqua Courageous water and he's tougher than ever.
Good heavens, here he comes. Look at...
Out of my way! Out of my way! How do you do?
Renard, you sound like the crazy Russian.
Shut up, Canner. Or I'll hit you so hard on the top of your head, you'll have to part your toes to comb your hair.
Good heavens, you'll have me on the floor again.
Canner, come here.
Yes, sir, Mr. Renard.
Did you ever sell papers when you were a boy?
Why, yes, why?
Did you ever shine shoes when you were a boy?
Yes, but...
You're a boy again.
Yeah.
Start shining.
What?
Canner, you got a shoe rag?
No.
Well, you got a shirt, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I have a shirt. What are you going to do? Oh, what are you going
to do? Well, now you haven't. You've got a shoe rag.
Yeah.
Now start shining.
All right, Mr. Renard. I'm shining.
Faster. Faster.
Please, Jack. It's so humiliating.
Out of my way. Out of my way. Eddie Kemper, are you in trouble?
Why, yes.
That's all I want to know. Goodbye.
Please, Russian, for old time's sake, protect me from him.
I cannot refuse a friend. Yeah. Renard, I'll give you 5 minutes to get out of town. And if you don't go...
Well?
You can stay.
Get out. Get out or I'll tear you apart and throw you to the wolves.
Can't the wolves do their own tearing?
You better go, Russian. He means it.
I'll ask him.
You mean it?
Yes, I mean it.
He means it. Listen, Renard, you're making a mistake, eh? This place is too big for us, though.
Yes?
I think you'll go.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy, when does this stuff wear off?
Oh, any minute now. We only drank a half a glass.
Yeah. Hey, Kenner. You thought the Russian could help you, but I feel so funny. Have I been hollering?
The water's worn off.
Oh-ho.
Renard!
Yes, sir?
How do you like my shoes, Renard?
Oh, they look very nice.
Don't you think they'd look even nicer with a shine?
Yes, but...
I suppose you're going to tell me you haven't got a rag. My, my... Have you got a shirt?
Yes, but it's a little tight.
Well, we'll loosen it up a bit. That's what we'll do. Now here. Now start shining and stretch out on the floor like a caterpillar. Go ahead, a caterpillar. That's what we'll... Come on now, crawl.
Whoa, I'm a caterpillar. And just think, in 6 months, I will be a butterfly.
Renard, your 6 months are up. You are a butterfly now. Start flying. Come on. Start flying. That's it. Start flying. That's it.
I I'm trying to, Eddie, but every time I lift up both feet, I fall down.
Don't tell me you can't fly. This morning I saw you floating in the sky with Goodyear written on both sides of you.
Oh, listen, let him go, will you, Eddie? You've made him suffer enough.
I'm going to fix it, Renard, so you never get tough anymore. Jimmy, bring in the cage.
Please, you're not going to put me away.
Yes, that's it.
All right, here's the cage.
Get in.
Please, Eddie, oh...
Get in, I say. Get in there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when you come to Hollywood, be sure and see Renard in his cage on the corner of Hollywood and Vine. Your ticket of admission is just your loyalty to Maxwell, to Fire Chief Gasol. I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plan to me. So you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yesterday, I received a letter from an 8-year-old boy in Pennsylvania. With his permission, I'm answering him publicly. Dear Tommy, I'm just wondering if you haven't been a bit hasty regarding Santa Claus. I must admit that I, too, have been a little suspicious. Like yourself, I've never seen the real Santa Claus face to face. But look, Tommy, we've never seen God either, have we? But we have felt his influence. He's come to us from places much farther than the North Pole and squeezed through much tighter spaces than even the narrowest chimney and brought us gifts far more precious than playthings. Yes, there is a Santa Claus. Even though I recall many Christmases when I got nothing in my stocking, and at least a couple when I didn't even have a stocking, I lost faith then too. I thought maybe Santa Claus was a fake. But I was just a little boy then, Tommy, like you. I know better now. You see, you've got to grow up before you know for sure. Santa Claus is the spirit of cheerful giving. It's only kids, Tommy, and just a very, very few of them who don't believe.
Santa Claus is
coming. Good night.
Next week, Eddie Cantor will bring you three guest stars, the Hollywood newlyweds, Alice Faye and Tony Martin, and our old pal, Rubinoff and his violin. So tune in again next Wednesday for another Texaco Town broadcast, and next time, try a Texaco dealer. Included in this program was I Want to Be in Winchell's column from Love and Hits. James Wallington speaking from Hollywood, California. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
P.M. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.